concerns to turn into worry, and therefore sin, when our thoughts become focused on changing the future instead of doing our best to handle our present circumstances. Such thoughts are unproductive. They end up controlling us, though it should be the other way around, and cause us to neglect other responsibilities and relationships. That brings on legitimate feelings of guilt. If we don't deal with those feelings in a productive manner, by getting back on track with our duties in life, we'll lose hope instead of finding answers. When left unresolved, anxiety can debilitate one's mind and body, and even lead to panic attacks. I'm concerned about the solution some Christians offer to the problem of anxiety. A survey of the books put out on the topic by evangelical publishing houses is telling. Most are formulaic, anecdotal, or psychological in orientation. They contain a lot of nice stories, but not many references to Scripture. When Scripture is employed, it is often incidental and without regard for its context. Scriptural concepts are often boiled down to single terms and presented something like this. If you do, term 1, and term 2, then God must do, term 3. Even more troubling to me than that superficial approach is the disdainful attitude that Scripture, apart from modern psychology, is inadequate for dealing with anxiety and life's other woes. It contradicts the biblical truth that our Lord Jesus Christ, through His divine power, has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. My concern over this issue prompted me to write, Our Sufficiency in Christ. The potential danger of believers being encouraged to take a psychological approach to anxiety became especially clear to me as I read of a young Christian woman named Gloria. She sought counseling after years of worrying about her weight. She submitted herself to a well-known Christian clinic in Dallas and began extensive therapy. Because the clinic advertised on a local Christian radio station and was named after men who wrote books widely available in Christian bookstores, Gloria assumed it was a safe place for a Baptist minister's daughter to place her trust. It was the beginning of a nightmare that eventually led to her remembering a variety of bizarre, unspeakable crimes her parents had supposedly committed against her, and accusing them in court. D Magazine in Dallas picked up the story and reported it in depth. They discovered that there was no independent evidence to corroborate any elements of Gloria's story, and that Gloria seemed to have been programmed with the perceived expectations and suggestions of her therapist, whose record showed he had counseled a string of patients with similar memories. One of the most shameful tragedies in life is that some children are abused by their parents, but there is absolutely no evidence that such a horror is tucked away into the far reaches of the mind, accessible only by a specially trained therapist. Amnesia is not a common thing in post-traumatic stress disorder, explained one expert quoted by D Magazine. The opposite is the case. There's a preoccupation with the event. Gloria succumbed to the power of suggestion and paid a terrible price. D Magazine concluded, years after placing her trust in Christian psychologist to help her lose weight, she weighs more than ever. And Gloria's memories of her childhood have become distorted into a vision of a hell on earth. She is totally alienated from the people she needs most because she's been led to believe lies about them. Her anxiety is unrelieved. What a frightening end to a young woman's quest to end worries about her weight. The moral of the story is to be careful how you deal with your worries and to discern the kind of counsel you receive. See what you think about this advice from a contemporary Christian book. We suggest setting aside 15 minutes in the morning and another 15 minutes in the evening for active worry. If concerns surface during other times of the day, the person should jot them down on a card and vow to deal with them during the designated period. Worry-free living involves confining the natural worry we all feel into a designated time slot of only 1%